Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Say fight, fight, fight. Say fight.
Still bumping to Kid Rock this morning. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who spent the week with us here in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, tirelessly filing reports and doing live reporting for stations like ours all over the country, is live with us this morning. What's your flight situation today, Jim?
It's supposed to be on time. It's supposed to be leaving a little afternoon time. And so far, Vince, it's running on time. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, call that one in. Make sure.
Yeah, I would check everything we're seeing, the lines at the airport. Listen, if you get stuck, my friend, we're around, so and we're available to you.
Yeah, Greg and Jessica were great hosts this week. Dropped by and saw them every morning over at their location and at Baird Center. It was great.
So, Jim, I want to ask you, how did we do? You know, you cover major events all over the country, often in much larger cities than ours. Yeah. How did Milwaukee and Wisconsin meet this challenge?
And that's an important facet here. It's about, what, 500,000 people here in Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
And, and I think the city did a great job. The security was good. Obviously, had a lot of help from other areas around the region. But, the hospitality was very nice. The hotels were up and running. And I think Milwaukee did a great job.
So, Jim, like you, I was covering the president on Thursday night. I was there for the big event.
Jim, Eric Big Plans Bilstead here stayed for the whole thing and slept at the station.
So. Wow. That's dedication.
Commitment.
Right, so one thing that I noticed, and Vince actually said it too, that it was almost like the tale of three speeches.
Huh.
It was different. It wasn't just one speech. There were so many different themes to it.
Three acts.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you're right. I mean, it started out, and going in, I asked some of the delegates what they were expecting, what they were hoping for, and they said, you know, we'll probably see kind of a softer edge here. I mean, all week long, he's been quietly sitting and listening there in the VIP box as the speakers have come up and smiling and waving and fairly subdued. And I think people were anticipating that going in last night. And for the first 15 minutes or so, maybe that's how it was, as he described the event 5 days earlier when he nearly lost his life. But then he kind of turned it around. He didn't have the name Joe Biden written into his speech, but he eventually couldn't help himself. And he mentioned Biden's name a couple of times and then kind of went on the attack. So what happened after that, you're right. I mean, at first it started as this nomination acceptance speech. It sort of started, became this backstory, Donald Trump talking about the assassination attempt. And then it became essentially a campaign rally.
I was sitting next to your colleague, Stephen Portnoy, and from our vantage point, you could see the teleprompter.
Yes.
And it was funny how many times
sat there.
Yeah, how many times the teleprompter did not move.
When should I roll up again?
Right, and you wondered, okay, he's vamping again.
Right, and that's what he tends to do. And I think that the crowd was most excited, most receptive, and loudest when he was off script. And that's what he thrives on. Donald Trump loves that sort of rally atmosphere. And so last night started as an acceptance speech, became a 93-minute campaign rally. That's the longest nomination acceptance speech of any convention ever. The last it beats the record set in 2016 by Donald Trump.
So, Jim, and we're talking with ABC's Jim Ryan, still here in Milwaukee covering the convention. Chicago next for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And this has the chance to have a very different feel. Their party is not in the same place as this Republican Party that perhaps was fractured during the primaries. But by all accounts this week, everyone we talk to, you talk to, seems fully behind and confident in their nominee.
Well, I think you're right. And we saw that the parade of speakers this week, Vince, when people like Mark Rubio and Ted Cruz and Nikki Haley, notably, just 4 months ago, she was running her own campaign for the nomination and coming down hard on Donald Trump. Well, they kissed, they made up, and she was there speaking on his behalf. So I think you're right. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen the next month before the DNC, because they can't seem to settle even on a nominee at the top of the ticket. So it's going to be extremely, this whole campaign season leading up to November is going to be crazy.
ABC's Jim Ryan here in Milwaukee. Appreciate you being with us this week, Jim. Right. And if there's anything we can do to help you today.
Yeah. Hope you can
come
get
on
out.
By. You know where we are.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. News about your money this morning.